Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph. We're going to learn once again the last two lines of Kuf Amid Beis, because that will be the introduction to today's Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Oysim and Yadam. Two lines from the bottom of Kuf Amid Beis. Oysim and Yadam Shekinchu Bebeis HaKnesset. As the Gemara is going to tell us momentarily, and as we know even from today, there are many, many shuls that still have the custom that on Friday nights, towards the end of Maariv, that the Baal Tefillah goes and makes Kiddush in Shul. So what happens if you're in Shul and you listen to that Kiddush? When you go home, do you have to make Kiddush again? What happens if you don't want to make Kiddush but you want to drink wine? Do you have to go and make a new bracha b'ir priya gofen? That's what the Gemara discusses. Those people that are mekadesh b'beis haknesses, Rashi says we're referring to specifically the shliach tzibur, who is going and saying Kiddush and Shul, and now other people are listening. Omar Rav, we have a machloket between Rav and Shmuel as to how effective that Kiddush is for the regular congregants, the regular members. Omar Rav, yidei yayin lo yotzu, yidei Kiddush yotzu. You do not have to make Kiddush again. You were yotzu with the Kiddush, even if you didn't eat anything, and Rashi says, even if you didn't drink anything. Just being present, you listen to the Kiddush, you're a yoitze. However, if and when you go home and you decide you want to drink wine, you don't have to make Kiddush. But you do have to make a boyer priya gofen. With yidei yayin lo yotzu, you are not yoitze. Even if you live just across the street and it's only going to take you 10 seconds to run all the way from shul home, makes a difference. You want to go and drink wine there, you're going to have to make a brand new bracha. And as we'll see in the Gemara, that's called shinui mokoyim. Shinui mokoyim means a change of place. You got to go and make a new bracha aliyayim. But you don't have to make Kiddush. Ushmul amar afidei Kiddush lo yotzu. Shmuel says not only if you want to drink wine, you're going to have to go and make a new bracha, but you're also going to have to make Kiddush, because you were not yoitze Kiddush in shul. And as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, because Shmuel holds ein Kiddush ela b'mokim seuda, you're only yoitze Kiddush if you do it at the same time you're eating a seuda. Good. So now the Gemara asks obvious questions, both alibad Rav and according to Shmuel. Freitmar el Rav, loma leile kedusha mebeise. After all, it's universal custom that even those people that daven in those shuls and they hear Kiddush, when they get home, they go and make Kiddush again. Why? Rav says yidei yayin, yidei Kiddush yotzu. They already yotze Kiddush. It's almost like a bracha lebatala. Why are you making Kiddush again? I already heard Kiddush. Says yimar kidehoitzi bano ubnei beisoi, to go and be moitzi the rest of the family members that were not in shul. And they have to hear Kiddush too. I mean, they can make Kiddush on their own, but if the bano b'nei beisoi happen to be young, and b'nei beisoi is usually referring to the lady folk, who customarily would not make Kiddush in public. So therefore, that's why the father figure, whoever's who's coming home from shul, he makes Kiddush for them. He himself was already yoitz. Ushmuel lamali kedusha be'kiddushta. If Shmuel says you have to go and do the whole Kiddush once again, once you get home, so why do you bother making Kiddush in shul in the first place? It's because of those guests that have come for Shabbos, who unfortunately have nowhere to go. They have not been invited in by any of the local townspeople. Could be they just arrived at the last moment. Maybe these people look a little bit unkempt, homeless types, whatever. But the point is they have nowhere to go. And the achlu vishasu v'ganu v'beich nishna. They're going to eat, they're going to drink, and sleep there in the Beis HaKnesses. And if that's the case, then somebody's got to make Kiddush with them. So who makes Kiddush? The Baal Tefillah, who's anyway officiating, if you will. He's leading the service. So he's going to lead them in Kiddush as well, and he's going to be moitzi them. But anybody else in shul, they're not yoitze, because it's not for them. It's really only for those archim. Vaz Shmuel atam, Shmuel goes the shitas in the Yom Shmuel. And Kiddush ela b'makom suda. Kiddush is made b'makom suda where you're eating. And since all these people that are going home are not eating their suda there in shul, they're eating at home, you got to go make Kiddush at home. You're not yoitze with the Kiddush in shul. Now where do you know, what's the makor, what's the source that ain't Kiddush ela b'makom suda? So we have a very interesting Rishbam, the first Rishbam here on the Amud. Rishbam says over here, Af yidei Kiddush lo yotzu. Kiddush parshin tam ala kamei, like the Gemara explains, because ain't Kiddush ela b'makom suda. Tichsif. V'karasa la Shabbos oineg. You're supposed to go and call Shabbos oineg a day of
celebration.
Celebration. day of joy, a day of enjoyment.
Delight.
Delight. Oh, beautiful. That's why delight people have Oynik Shabbos. It's a delightful word. Exactly. So how are you Mekayim that? So Rashi says, Rashbam says, the Mokim Sha'ata Kir L'Shabbos. When we start off the Kiros L'Shabbos, what means that we call Shabbos? Kaloimar, we're referring to Kriya the Kiddush. By saying Kiddush, that's when we're coming home and we're telling everybody, Rabbi Isai, it's Shabbos, and we're Mekadish the Shabbos, etc. So that's the proclamation, the Kriya of Shabbos. In that spot, that's where you have to have the Oynik, that's where you have to have the delights and the joy and the happiness and all the wonderful culinary treats when you come home. Inami, or it's based on Svari. Mene ikva kiddush aliyayin. Since the Chachamim were kivei a kiddush aliyayin, because after all, we already make kiddush in the Shmoneh Esrei. We say Mekadosh Shabbos. So the Chachamim instituted a special rule that besides the Mekadosh Shabbos, you also have to make kiddush aliyayin. Kiddush time that come on, like we're going to learn Mitzvah in another few days. Zoichreyu aliyayin. Mistam al pisvara. Aliyayin shebishas uda hukva. The Choshev. If you, in out of nowhere, you take wine and you drink it, and that's the end, that's the beginning of the story, that's the end of the story, and that's really Zechrela Yain, that doesn't really add a whole lot of chashivas to the event. However, if the Yain is the beginning of a nice 12-course meal, oh, that's already Dabar Chashiv. That's why it makes sense, says Shmuel, go and have Kiddush with Mokim Suda, not just on its own in Shul, where somebody says Kiddush, but what does that do for you? Kiddush. It's got to be Kiddush Mokim Suda, either because of the Pasuk or because of the Svar. Now, when we said in the Gemara that the Orchim go and sleep and eat and drink in Shul, l'choy, that's a bissel shver. Why is it shver? Because we say generally that a person that bati knesiyos, you're not supposed to eat or drink in them, and that's why many classic shuls don't even have a mezuzah on their doors, because it's not a beis dira. It's a bias to go and daven. And in Shtibulach, for instance, like we daven over here, that's not considered to be a bis knesses. It's really considered to be more a bis medesh. It doesn't have that same level of the bis knesses. So that being the case, how did they go and eat and drink in the bis knesses? You're not supposed to eat or drink in a bis knesses. So says Toisis, a third Toisis, that lav davka they ate in the bis knesses. What he means is inside rooms which were next to the bais haknesses. In other words, every shul had a couple of chadorim here and there. If you look at the third toises, ochel v'shasu, v'yem toim abo amrinim v'perik b'nei yo'ir in mesechtes megillah, bote k'nei siois, ein oichlem ben, v'yein shoisim ben. Even if it's achidu shtia shol mitzvah, you're not supposed to go and eat there in shul. So now, skip down to v'yesh loimar, which is about seven lines before the end of Toysev Yeshloim, the Lav Davka Bebekinisha. It really means Chadorim Shoyesmuch and Bebekinisha. It means adjoining rooms. That's what he also goes Bebekinisha. But Avad and Vada, they didn't actually eat in the shul itself, but they ate in the side rooms, the side dining rooms. Fine. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we have that. Yes. That's true too. And then Toysis also talks about that, the making tonight. This Toysis and other Toysis talks about making tonight. But to make it simple, even without it tonight, we're talking about they didn't eat in the shul.
Is Rashbam's relation to Rashi?
He was a grandson.
That
it says that they had Kiddush in shul, that reminds us of the tikkun that we have in the morning in the shuls. So there's a fascinating tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak was a Rosh Bezdin in Yerushalayim, two Rosh Bezdins ago. And he was a tremendous, tremendous goyin, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was originally from Manchester, I believe. And then after that, or maybe that was his successor, and I think he was in Manchester. And he was knew huge amounts. He left, I think, 10 volumes of his tshuvas. Very great Talmud Chacham. I heard on Shabbos, in fact, someone said that he was present when Menachem Yitzchak wrote his tshuvas. There were no svarim on the table. It was totally empty, and he wrote, and in every tshuva he quoted 3, 4, 5 different svarim verbatim, because of his tremendous kishroi and his tremendous memory. You know, this chapter and that volume, you know, as if it was right in front of him.
I know someone else has a great memory.
Okay, when I see you, that reminds me. Okay. Anyway, so the Minchas Yitzchak, somebody asked him a shayla. He said that he's never found anywhere in any sefer the inyan of giving tikkun on a yahrzeit, and he would like to be mevatel it. Why would he like to mevatel it? Because in his shtibel, where they go and give tikkun, usually people start drinking a little bit, and then they start kind of getting out of hand, and some of the discussion gets off color. They start talking about the Yichvais, about Trump, and about the Democrats and Republicans, and this and that, and Knicks, and the Narishkai, and Shtusim. And therefore he says, you know, it's not becoming, it's not befitting the covenant of this marriage. He's not happy with it. So, since he didn't find him a car, and he finds that it's only going downhill, you know, he asked him in Chassid, so maybe he could go and be metakein to go and abolish this minhag. So the Minchas Yitzchak first starts off and says, what, you didn't find anywhere? And then he quotes a slew of svarim, this safer, that safer, this safer, that safer, all that have the makar to go and give tikkun. He said, Abba Lamaisa, where does this come from? So he said, it's from our Gemara. I don't know if he quotes our Gemara or not, but he says, because in the good old days, you had lots of beggars and lots of poor people going from shul to shul, from community to community, town to town, and they had no food. And as we know, on the day of the yahrzeit, every neshama wants an aliyas neshama. And how do we do the aliyas neshama? The three ways. Either Torah, or avoda, or chasid, or a combination. So Torah, that's why we learn Mishnayos or other things, either neshama, so we make a siyam, etc., aliyas neshama. And every time we do that, we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu that should accrue for the on the balance sheet for the person who passed away. The person who passed away can't learn anymore, can't daven anymore. However, we want to go and bestow a present on that neshama and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm giving him these mishnayos, I'm giving him this learning. Same thing when you daven. He can't daven anymore, I'm davening on his behalf, and I'm saying Kaddish. Yiskalav Yiskaddish Meirava, the name of Hashem should be elevated and consecrated. So all of that should accrue to that individual. The reason why they started giving tikkun is because there were a lot of aniyim, and therefore they put food out on the table, and this would also be a chesed for these aniyim, would be tzedakah. The problem, however, was that many of these aniyim were embarrassed to go and take, because they would say, if I'm going to sit down after davening and start eating, then I'm going to identify myself as an ani the evyon, that I'm one of these poor homeless guys, beggars, going from place to place. You know, I'm a mechashev guy. Yeah. Don't make me into beggar. Don't make me into nothing. So the tikkun would just stand on the table. Nobody would do anything. So therefore, they made a new takana loy pluk. Give everybody, both asher v'ani, and therefore the aniyim have nothing to be embarrassed about. They can now eat together with at the table, because if the big millionaire is making kiddush or making a bracha, so I can also make a bracha. So that's where the makor started, and that's why we have it. So all that would seem to be based, like on our Gemara, that originally with these orchim, ochle v'shase v'gonim bekenishna. Getting back to the Gemara, by the way, just as a sidelight, the previous Ruv, the Rish Bezin in Yerushalayim, was the Pinchas Epstein. He was also a great Talmud Chacham. When he passed away, the Satmar Rav was officially the Goin Av Bezin of the Eidah Haredes, and they asked his idea, his suggestion, who should be the new Mamala Mokum, the new successor. So the Satmar Rav said, well, give me a list of candidates. So they gave him this one, and that one, and that one, and this one, and then they gave him also the Minchas Yitzchak. So the Satmar Rav said, I know the Minchas Yitzchak, and he approved, he said he should be the new Rish Bezin. So one of the Gabum said, but Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, is not such a big kanoi. You know, to be the head of the Eidah Haredes, you have to have someone who's an Ashtikl kanoi. So the Satmar Rav answered, he was very quick-witted, and he said, to go and teach a Talmud Chacham to be a kanoi is much easier than taking a kanoi and teaching him to be a Talmud Chacham. So that's why it's okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Moravaita. So now, initially, the Talmidim assumed that when you have to go and make a new Kiddush, if you're going from one house to the other house, and Avada, if you already had a Seuda in the first house, then you were the Yoytze Kiddush. But if you did not have the Seuda, you had the Kiddush in Shul, no Seuda there, you're now leaving Shul and you're going home, then you have to make Kiddush. However, what happens if this house has multiple stories? It's a duplex. You have upper and you have lower. Or for that matter, if you have a number of rooms. And what happens if you made Kiddush, for instance, upstairs on the second floor? And now you're going to eat downstairs. Now, it's the same bias. Maybe you don't have to make Kiddush again because it's the same place. That's what the Talmidim assumed, that you do not have to make Kiddush again, because this is considered to be one Mokim, not two Mekoimis. The Rishbam specifically refers to Bayis Laliyah, but from Toisis and others it's Mashma, just multiple rooms. If you look at the Rishbam, Hani Mili, about 10-12 lines in, Hani Mili, the in Kiddush Mokim Suda, El Mi Bayis LaBayis. You're going to a different address. El Mi Mokim LaMokim, Mi Bayis LaLiyah, from downstairs to upstairs, ain't tzarich lasa kaddish. If you make kiddush downstairs, you're now eating upstairs, or vice versa. You don't have to make kiddush again. It's the same mokum. If you now look at the toises now on the left hand margin, av mokum a mokum b'chad beis a pirish micheder lebayis a mebayis laliyah kimoyli meigri liar. In other words, in different places in the house. However, toises adds av lepina lepina yesh kiddush avad. If you're talking about in the same room and you have the northern side of the room and the southern side of the room, even though it's a large room, if you make Kiddush at one end, you don't have to make Kiddush again at the other end, because that's not considered a Shinui Makkah.
At Korban Pesach, we have to be the same.
That's because it's a special Pasuk. B'bayis Echad Yochel, B'yoytzim and B'bayis, and B'basa Chutzah. But that's a special Korban Pesach. But getting back to our Gemara, now Zokta Gemara, that's what the Talmidim assumed, that from one room to the other, you don't have to make Kiddush over again. It's one Makkah. However, Amr Rav Onan Bar Tachlifa, Zimnin Sagiyin Havak Im the Kami de Shmuel. There were frequent times that I was in front of Shmuel. The Nochis May Igra the Ara the Hoder Mekadesh. He was initially on the second floor, probably learning or doing whatever he's doing upstairs, and now he's coming downstairs. And he would not make Kiddush upstairs, but he waits until he got to the dining room downstairs to go and make Kiddush with everybody. So it should be Kiddush with Mokum Suda, even in the same building, even Mokum Lemokum Bechad Besa. Says Yigmar, we had a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, what you need Kiddush Lemokum Suda. The Afrav Huna Savar, Ein Kiddush Lemokum Suda. Rav Huna also agrees that Rav Huna Kodish, Rav Huna made Kiddush at home. Unfortunately, the neiros there on the table unfortunately fell over and the lights went out. So you can't eat if there's no light. So what do you do? So he took his portion of food to the gina of Rabbah his son. Now what's the gina over here? The gina that we're referring to is not just a garden, but rather Rashi explains, Rishbam explains, that his son had just gotten married a few days before, and they were having basically sheva brachas there. Why the father was not eating together with them, I don't know. Maybe he went to an early minyan or a late minyan or whatever it was. But bottom line is, his son is eating there together with the shishbinan or the chaverim, and since that was attached to his house, that was an additional, an annex to his house, he took his money, left his regular dining room, and now he joins his son there out in the Beis Chuppah, meaning wherever the Shevi Brachos was. The Havashraga, because there, Baruch Hashem, there were lights. In other words, the Neiros had not gone out. They didn't fall over. Everything was great. The Kaddish, and he made Kiddush again. Right? We started that what Rav Huna Kodesh this Akrilish Raga, and once again he came now to his son the Kodesh, and he made another time Kiddush Vitoy Midi, and now he ate again. You see from this clearly that he also agrees that even though I made Kiddush already, now obviously if he had eaten enough previously in the first Mokum, you don't have to constantly make Kiddush 12 times on Friday night or Shabbos day. But it's talking about that when he ate, he did not have a full Mokum Suda yet. Apparently they didn't wash, or if he washed, he only ate a mashu, and therefore he didn't have a proper Suda yet. So now when he went to a second place, he made Kiddush once again, because he also agrees to Shmuel that ain't Kiddush ele b'mokum suda.
What about washing again?
We're going to talk about that in the Mishnah, the Amud Beis. Alma Kasav ain't Kiddush l'mokum suda. He obviously holds that Kiddush has l'mokum suda, so therefore he is together with Shmuel. The Rabba Sava, Rabba also holds Ein Kiddush L'mokum Suda. Who? This is Rabba. The Omer Abaye, Ki Havina Beimar. When I was in the home of Mar being Rabba, Ki Hav Mekadosh. When he made Kiddush on Malon, he would tell us to Imu Midi Dilma Adi Azlisu Li Ushpiza Misakr Lechu Shraga. For when Mekadosh Lechu the base Achila, Ubikidush Dehachol Leinafkisu Ein Kiddush L'mokum Suda. What's going on over here? Rabbah was at Rosh Hashiva. He had a whole bunch of Talmidim. Rabbah made Kiddush for himself, the family, and for all the Talmidim, including Abaye. And before the Talmidim were able to leave, he said to them, Chevra, don't go yet. You first have to be toyim something. You first have to go and eat. How much do you have to eat? What do you have to eat? That's already a ganta shaila, even among the Rishonim. If you look at Toises Te'imum Midi, that's the next Toises right before the wide lines, Te'imum Midi, near the Haina Te'imus Lechem, you have to go and eat at least a piece of bread to go and be yoitz. But bread sounds like, in other words, you have to wash and eat a piece of chal, like Brother Shai was suggesting a moment ago. Kino Amri Reperigat Gimel Lishvus, Kino Amri Inchi Nitay Midi, let's go and eat something. Va'azi Va'achli, that they go and they go and they eat, they shosh and they drink. The emoyel mine targimu lahashlam gimasuda shabbos kimoy besuka haynedak besuda shlishis. What about eating mine targima? Now what exactly is mine targima? We're going to have later on a machloikis between the Rishbam and Toises, where the mine targima just means like basar upeirois, or whether it means mezoinis, one of the five minim of the wheat and the spelt and the barley, etc. That's going to be a machlekes later on. So Toises says over here, you have to have timas lechem, which sounds like challah. However, whether or not mina tagima also help, Toises says, sure, it'll help for the shalashudas, but for the first two seudais, those are ikar kavod shabbos, mina tagima is not enough, you got to go and have a real seuda. So getting back to our Gemara, so Rabba was telling them, no, you have to eat something, and that something apparently is at least the lechem, a challah, maybe even cake. But Toises doesn't refer to cake, he refers to the lechem. So, what's the reason why Rabbi told them that? Because he says to them, "Te'imu midi, dilma, perhaps, ad azlisa l'ushpiza, as you go home to your lodgings," in other words, to the dormitory, where apparently in the dormitory wasn't only beds, but also a dining room of sorts, "Mis'akru l'ushraga," you're going to get there, you're going to see that the lights are out, maybe all the lights have already been extinguished, for the Mekadosh Lechu, the Beis Achila, and then you're not going to go be able to make Kiddush because it's all dark, you won't be able to see what you're eating, etc., and what you're drinking. And you won't be yoitz with the Kiddush over here, then Kiddush will welcome Suda. So therefore, first eat something here, and then when you're done, then you're going to go back to your lodgings, and then hopefully the lights will be on and you'll be able to eat. And if the lights are off, if you won't eat, but at the very least, you'll be able to go, you'll have been yoitz the Kiddush because you had Kiddush and welcome Suda. So we see yet again, not only Shmuel and not only Ravuna, but even Rabba, you have to have Kiddush and Mokum Suda. Freiti Moriyetz, you're telling me that Rabba paskin like Shmuel against Rav. Remember, Rav held, you don't have to have Mokum, Kiddush and Mokum Suda. Ivam Rabbi, Abai himself said, Kol mili demar hava ovid kirav, lebar mihani tlast ovid kishmuel. Whenever Rabba came across a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, he always paskin like Rav, with the exception of three times that he was makel like Shmuel. What were the three times he was makel like Shmuel? Number one, matir mi beged le beged. What happens if you want to go and make tzitzis for your beged, for your talis? You go to the svarim store, and they don't have any tzitzis available. But you have an old talis, and therefore you decide to go and remove the old tzitzis from the old talis and put it on your new talis. Are you allowed to do that? Now, we don't mean just going and taking the whole thing the way it is and just attaching it. We mean to unravel it and then put it brand new into the new talis. Is that something which is permissible or not? Rav was against it. He said you should not be matrim be beged the beged, and the reason is because he felt it was a bizoyan to the existing beged. That the existing beged is a talis, obviously it's kosher tzitzis, otherwise you wouldn't go and transfer it, so you're taking them away, as well as you're using used tzitzis for the new beged. You want to have brand new tzitzis, not used tzitzis. So Rav was
you should be gone, is it? Otherwise you have to put it in
or just continue using the old talis, and or when you, since you just got a new talis, buy new strings. If your swarm store is out today, go there tomorrow, go to Brooklyn, go to Muncie, go somewhere else and go get somewhere else.
Okay, that's very expensive.
Okay. Rent here on the west side is even more expensive. But anyway, I mean, so Gemara tells us that he passed like Shmuel. Obviously, you're also passing like Shmuel. The matir in mi beggar the beggar, that you can be matir the tzitzis from one beggar, put in the other beggar. Shmuel was matir, and Rabbi says, I hold like Shmuel. Now this is talking about Neiris Chanukah in particular. We all have the minhag to go and use a Shamiz, which apparently is what Rav holds. But Shmuel said, no, you can be Madlik Miner Lener, you don't have to have a Shamiz. Look, Rashi, right, Rishbam, right before the wide lines. Madlikim Miner Chanukah Miner Acheres, Shul Chanukah Miner Tzerch Lahadlik Miner Acheres, Sheinu Shul Chanukah, you don't have to have a special Shamiz, you can be Madlik Miner Lener. So Rabbi, I hold like Shmuel. V'aloch Reb Shimon, I also like Reb Shimon, be greater. What's the greater? This is a famous halach of Dover She'enim Eschaven is mutter, except of course if it's a psik reshe. So what is this story about Reb Shimon? The sign of Reb Shimon Aymer. Goyer odem mita kise v'safsel b'shabos. What happens if you have a huge crowd came for davening to shul, or unexpectedly you have a huge crowd at home with lots of guests, and you have to go and bring in now more chairs, more tables, more beds, etc. for people to sit and to recline on. And the only ones that you have are out there in the chatzer and in the out of the shul or outside the house. Baruch Hashem, there's an Erev, that's not the problem. The problem is that the mita kisei v'safsel are quite heavy. And if you're going to go and schlep it, it's going to go and make ditches in the ground. And now the question is this a problem of choresh or not? So we ask the person, choresh, if it be outside, it would be a question of bone if it's inside. And we ask the person, tell me, are you interested in going and being choresh in the ground? He says, well, I'm not planting anything there. I'm just schlepping nebuch this mita kisa v'safsel. It's heavy. I can't pick it up by myself. Everybody else is in the middle of davening. Everybody else is doing something else. Nobody's helping me, so I'm schlepping it and it's making these ridges, making these ditches. Says Reb Shimon, that's okay. The important thing is don't have any kavanas over here. If you have a kavanah to make a chritz, you're in trouble. But the double shein of mischaven is mutter. Says Abaya, Rabba Paskin like Shmuel, the double shein of mischaven is mutter, not like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that even double shein of mischaven is awesome. Okay, so what do I see? That Shmuel, that Rabba only Paskin like Shmuel in three lone cases: the Matiran case with the tzitzis, and the Hanukkah case, and the greater on Shabbos case. Yet we said now in a Gemara a moment ago that Rabba also paskin like Shmuel that dafke ain kiddush elam mokayim suda. I thought Abaye said that Rabba always paskins like Rav except for those three cases. Everything mark ki churmi derav have ovid ki kuli derav loy have ovid. When Abaye said about Rabba that he always paskins like Rav, that's when we're talking about chumrois, not when we're talking about kulois. In our Gemara, Rav is the maker, because Rav is saying you don't have to have kiddush b'mokum suda. You heard kiddush in shul. You didn't eat anything. You didn't drink anything. You're yotzei. Shmuel says, "Oh no, you're not yotzei. You got to make kiddush again when you get home." So you see from that Shmuel is the machmir only kiddush b'mokum suda. Rav is the maker. When Abaye said about Rabba, he always passes by Rav when Rav is in the machmir seat. Except with the three lone exceptions where he was maker like Shmuel, by the tzitzis, by the Chanukah, by the greater. Otherwise, he was always machmir like Rav. But when Rav, in fact, happens to be a maker, then he passes like Shmuel. So the derech klal, Rav is always going like the machmir and not like the maker, except for those three cases. So now we had until now Rav, and we had Shmuel, and now we have Rav Yochanan. Rav was the one that said, "Your yoytze kiddush." But if you're changing place, you're going from house to house, you got to make a new brocha al hayayin. Rabbi Yochanan, afi de yayin nami yotzu. Wow, Rabbi Yochanan is a tremendous maker, and he's saying when you leave shul and you go home, and assuming the home is not 50 miles away, it's basically across the street or whatever. And Rashi Rishbam says, and he's not mesiach das. In other words, the entire time when he's going from home. From shul to go home, he's thinking, oh, as soon as we get home, we're going to make kiddush. I'm not going to make kiddush, but we're going to go and start eating the suda. So therefore, he has in mind the whole time on the yayin and on the suda. He hasn't been misich das. Says Rabbi Yochanan, is even yoitza the bracha of yayin from the Baal Tevila there in shul. He does not have to make a new bracha even on yayin when he gets home, as opposed to Rav that said, well, yoitza kiddush, but at least you have to make a new bracha of yayin. The other Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan goes lishita. So the Amar Rabbi Chanan bar Abaye, Amar Rabbi Dos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan. Echad shinu yayin. What means shinu yayin? If you have multiple wines, first you drank a dry wine, and now you're drinking a wet wine. Before you had a sour wine, and now you have a sweet wine. You're changing wines, one wine to the next. You do not have to make a new bracha of boirei pri hagofen. Rishbam on the bottom says, however, if the new wine that you're drinking that's being brought to the table is a better wine, then you make a toiv ametiv. But you never have to make a new bayir pri gofen because shina yain is not mechayv a new bracha. Then that's not negiah to us, or it is negiah to us. V'yechad on to the amadei v'yechad shini malkem in tzorch levarach. Even if you change from place to place, that you made a brach al yain here in shul, and then you go across the street to your home, you do not have to make a new bracha if you are not mesiach das. I have a brisa which is directly on point. Shinui mokim tzarech levarech. If you're going from one place to the other, you do have to make a new bracha. Shinui yain ain't tzarech levarech. I agree with you about the shinui yain. Then you don't have to make a new bracha, at least not a bread pretty often. But shinui mokim you do have to. From this Bryce, because Bryce is directly on point. Very rare that you would find Rabbi Yochanan, the great giant, Tiyufta. Yosef Rav Idibar Rav and Kamid Rav Chizda. Yosef Rav Chizda Omar Mishmei Did Rav Huna. Hodi Amr Shinin Mokim Terech Levorech Leshonu Ela Mibayis Lebayis. Av Mimokim Lemokim Loi. That we said that you have to make a new bracha. Now we're not talking about Kiddush. On the Yomid Aleph, we spoke about Mibayis, Labayis, Mokum, Lamokum. Here we're talking about just making a new bracha, like a Boyer Prigofen. Lo Yishonu, Labayis, Labayis, you're going from house to house. But if you're going Mokum, Lamokum, meaning within the same house, from room to room, then you do not have to make a new bracha. Now that is our Girsa. However, it's not so simple, because if you see the Beis of Maseres HaShas, he brings another Girsa from the Marsha. Lo Yishonu, Labayis, Labayis. Pina lapina means from one corner to the next corner in the same room. So you have to be in a large room, a large wedding hall, and you just made a bracha here on one table, table number one. Then you're visiting your friend on table number 83 in the other corner. You don't have to make a new bracha. However, according to this kirsa, even from one room to another room, you do have to be very careful. You might have to make a new bracha, even though you're going from the dining room to the living room. Except, of course, if your dining room and living room are basically one, like many houses, they kind of combine. Or on a regular basis, you're always going from dining room to living room. But if typically you only eat in one place, and now you've moved from one room and you're eating in another place, even in the same house, according to the gears of the Marsha, you would have to make a new brach. So, it's not simple. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Avin, Hachi Tamina Leib Masisa Debei Rav Hinnik. The Amri Lebe Masnita, the Bey Bar Hinnik Kavosech. He says, I want you to know, we looked at this Braisa that was learned in the Besmedesh of Hinnik, and they said, just like you said, that what? Hodi Amri Shini Mokum Terech Levorech, when do you have to make a new bracha? If you're going to buy Slabayis, but not me Mokum Lemokum, or not me Pina Lepina, like the two Girsois that we just learned, so he brought up Mariah from a Braisa. Zokti Gemara, the Ella Rafuna Masnisa Kamash Molan. Rav Huna was the one that said this din. And now Rav Idi Bar Avin said, oh, I got a brisa like you from the Masisa Bei Bar Hinnik. He says, just like you. So Vreiti Gemara, is Rav Huna just telling us what it says in the brisa? Because if Rav Huna is just telling us what it says in the brisa, then he should repeat the brisa. Rav Huna should say, oh, by the way, Rabboisai, I got good news for you. I found the brisa from Bei Rav Hinnik, where he says that this din of Shinim Malkum only applies in Bayis Labayis. So in Bazoi, why didn't Rav Huna quote the Braisa? Why did he take the credit for himself, so to speak, as if he is the author of this halacha? Rav Huna masis lishmielai, don't scream at Rav Huna. He hadn't heard of this Braisa. So he said this on his own. But after he said it on his own, then the other Amoraim said, oh, by the way, we found the Braisa just like you. Tanya the Messiah. Like you have very often in the Gemara that we bring a Tanya Messiah. So that was Rav Chizda. And now the Gemara tells us something new. Vesu Yosef Rav Chizda v'kam mishmei d'nafshe. Previously we said Rav Chizda was saying mishmei d'Rav Huna, and now Rav Chizda is saying on his own. V'hod y'am v'shini mokam terech l'vorech. Then you change from one place to another, you have to make a new bracha l'yamoran ella b'dvorim she'ein t'unin bracha l'achareyan b'mkoymon. Av'dvorim ha'tunin bracha l'achareyan b'mkoymon ein terech l'vorech. What does this mean? What means bracha? Dvarim she'ein tunim bracha l'achareyan b'mkoymon. What means dvarim tunim bracha? So we're going to see the Rishbam in a moment. So Rishbam says that the difference between the bracha she'ein tunim bracha l'achareyan b'mkoymon means something that has the lesser form of bracha achrayna. What's the lesser form? That's the Beirin Nefoshes. Many of you will remember, certainly Barry will remember, that when we learned Ketz Mavarchen in Mesechtes Brachos, that there were Tanoim and Amiroim that held that on certain foods you don't even have to make a Beirin Nefoshes. We Lamaisa make a Beirin Nefoshes on everything except on Birchas Hareach. When we make a Beirin Nefoshes, you can go and smell it 100 times. I really feel good. I smell this reich. Beautiful. But you don't have to make a Beirin Nefoshes. But anytime you eat or drink something, if it's a Lisa Kazayas or Revias, then you do have to make a Beirin Nefoshes. But that was not, that's halacha today, but that wasn't ungenumen, so stark at the time of Chazal. Anyway, so what the Gemara tells us is, if you're making that type of, you're eating that type of food, that ain't to an abrocha lachrein bim koimat, which means, yes, you have to make your Beirin Nefoshes. But what happens if you left the room and you put on your coat and you started to walk outside? Oi, I forgot to make your Beirin Nefoshes. Do you have to run back? No, it doesn't require it because it's not considered to be down the same darga as, for instance, benching or even bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, what we call the Ala Mechia bracha. It's considered to be less than the Kedusha of those. So you don't have to run back.
What is a Beirin Nefoshes?
Beirin Nefoshes means that when you take, for instance, you drink this, and after you finish drinking, assuming that you drank it all in one share, then you make a special bracha. Borei nefoshos rabos v'chesrenon al kol ma shebaros lahachis ben shepoy borachem. Did that sound familiar to you?
If you drank it whole? Is that what
it means? If you sip it like I do it, you drink it over 3 hours, then you don't have to. But, thank you very much. But if you drink it fairly quickly, then you do. The same thing applies when you're eating something. Let's see if we can find it. Sure. Here's the bracha achrayna, the long one, main shalosh, and here's the Beirin Nefoshes. See, Beirin Nefoshes, Borei, see in English transliteration, Borei Nefoshes, Baruch, blessed be you, God, etc., etc., God Almighty. Okay, so this is anytime you eat or drink something, and you eat a shear, and within a shear, then you're supposed to
the
make
full
that
shear, the whole one gulp, but basically.
Oh, so if you're talking about this, it would have to be at least. Probably is 4 or 5. It is a machlokes whether a revias is 3.3 ounces or 5 ounces.
The revias is a share.
The revias is a share, right? But it also has to be drunk fairly quickly. In other words, if you take a sip like this, right, and then the next sip is 5 minutes later, you would not make a Beirin Nefoshes. However, if you drank it, you know,
liquids only, or is it
also for food items? The food items is not a share of revias; it's a share of a kezias. A kezias is an olive, so not necessarily our olives, could be larger olives. But if you eat
candy bar,
yeah, but only if you eat it, you know, continually. If you just take one bite and you put it down, and then you eat another bite and 5 minutes later, and another bite, if you eat it fairly quickly within a minute or two, then you have to make a Beirin Nefoshes like you have there, etc. Okay, shkoyach for the sitter. Back to our Gemara, no problem. That's if a candy bar, by the way, doesn't have to have gluten in it. If it's a candy bar that's basically wafers, then you have to go and make, if you eat enough, you have to make a longer bracha. That's the Ala Mechia. That's the longer one. Did you see the one that we had here? Yeah. Let's look it up. Yeah, this is the bracha achrona. This is the long one. Okay. Mm. So now, if you're eating
grain products,
it's the wine by big oven, that's the grape.
But again, it's sort of almost like one gulp, almost.
Yeah, but not mamish one gulp, but it means you're eating on a continuous basis.
Yeah.
You know, you're not taking a break. If you're talking about Trump and then you're talking about the Democrats and this and that, and you spend an hour on one candy bar, you
would. Fixing up.
Exactly. So getting back to the Iman. Zokti Moravaita Nochamul. Notice I didn't talk about Bibi, I only spoke about the American guys. Okay, so let's get back to Iman. You were just in that Israel. Okay, so Yosef Chizan, he said, now, what does that mean? So he said that means a Beirin Nefoshes. So let's look, in fact, at the Rejbam. Rejbam is in the middle wide lines, third line, Mayim, drinking water, oy peiros, or fruit, she'ein and tu'unim bracha chashuva v'fnei atzman, ela Beirin Nefoshes rabbis. It's not as chashiv, Beirin Nefoshes, also chashiv bracha, but it's not the same level of chashivas as the bracha me'ein sholosh and the benching. Hilkach ein tzarech levarach b'mkoyman acharehen. You do not have to make a bracha on the spot. Devad ekimen v'omad v'holach v'mokam acher. Since he got up and he walked, maybe you should say limokamacher. Anyway, he got up and he walked to somewhere else, to another mokaim. Amidosei zuhi gemar sudosei. He's not going to come back because what he was eating was a very minor type of thing in the first place. He was drinking water. What's the likelihood he's going to come back to go and drink some more water? Or he was eating potato chips. What's the likelihood he's going to go back? Well, maybe some people, they would go back. But most people, that's not considered to be a psapsa grosa suda. So they finished eating, and they move on somewhere else. V'hach suda chriti. So now if they go into another room to continue eating, that's like a brand new suda. But you're going to have to make a brand new bracha, because what you ate until now, that's over. You're finished. Now you move somewhere else, you got to make a new bracha about chila. Yes?
Rashi is saying mayim or peros. We say eitz or priya eitz.
Depends which peros.
Okay.
The only peros that you make the al eitz or priya eitz, only from the sheva minim. So if you're eating figs, and you're eating dates, and you're eating grapes, pomegranates, but if you're eating oranges, and you're eating watermelon, and you're eating apples and things of that nature, you do not make al-eitz, you just make a bori nefashos. But let's go to the next rishbam. Avot v'omat una brocha le'achrein b'm koimon k'loimar brocha chashuva v'fnei atzman. Oh, it's brocha chashuva. Oh, that's rich b'm koimon, then you have to make it on the spot. Kigoin shiva sa'aminim to ispuhu brocha achas mein cholish. That's the al-mechid, what we call al-mechid for al-eitz. Hoyu v'loi berach achrein. Since he did not make a nuch bracha, no, he didn't take the bracha chayyah. Now he went into a different room. Lisoid al dask v'yisuri shoyna holach levorech bracha achas al shteyan. For lefneim nami ain't terch lachsu levorech. So you have left your first room, and you're now continuing to eat somewhere else. That going into the second room is not viewed as starting a brand new seuda. It's considered to be an extension of where you were eating initially, originally. And therefore, you do not have to make a new bracha, even though you're going mimokoim lemokoim, because where you're going is considered to be a continuation, an extension of what you were doing until now. So getting back to our Gemara, so said Rav Chizna Shmeid and Afshe, that by Shinimoki you have to make a bracha le'gemara, but Dvar Mashayin tunim bracha l'achrein bim koimon, since you were eating something of lesser significant, maim, peiros, potato chips, or something like that, that would only require at the end a boyer nefoshes rabois. Then, if you go on somewhere else, then you gotta have to make a brand new bracha to shinui mokot. Abdur matunim bracha lachreim bim koyman. Something which is a choshev a meichel. You were eating something that is machayev, either benching or bracha mein shalosh, because it's so choshev. If you left that spot and you went somewhere else, and you continue eating, ain't terech levarech. You don't have to make a new bracha. My time at the kiva kama hoder. We're assuming that you are just extending and continuing your previous kvius. The reason why it's called kvius is because when you're eating a meal as opposed to eating just a snack, that's considered to be like your kveya suda. You're establishing a place where you're eating a feast, you're eating a meal, as opposed to just snacking on something. It makes a difference whether it's a big nuch bracha or a small nuch bracha, big bracha chroin, a small, it's all the same. You always have to make a new bracha when you're going mimokim lemokim. Let me ask you a question. You have a whole chabura, 5-10 people sitting down to eat a feast at a meal. They're all sitting down to drink. And then they heard the chosen kala are about to arrive on the scene. In other words, apparently they were there at the wedding reception, or maybe they're at a sheva brachas, whatever. Anyway, they heard the chosen kala coming. So of course, they all immediately jumped up to be able to go and wish a mazel tov and to go and start singing and dancing. Simon tov, mazel tov, ah, givalik. The kishahein yoitzin, when they are leaving, they do not have to make a brocha. Now the word lemafreya is kind of a curious term, because lemafreya would mean retroactively. How do you make a brocha retroactively? But the Gemara really means to say is, you don't have to make a brocha achroina, and lemafreya means on the foods that you've previously eaten, you don't have to make a bracha. And kishen choizen, when they return to their seats, because you know they'll wish mazel tov and they'll sing and dance, but then they're going to get back to their seats eventually. When they make the end to the bracha l'chachila, they don't have to make a new bracha. Now, what's the reason for that? I may have been away for a few minutes, and maybe they were in a different room, different location. What's going on? The medvar mum says the price of davka shenichu sham zokin oichoyla, that they left some guests behind. Not everybody went. Some of the elderly or some of the people that were less firm, they couldn't, they didn't have the strength, they didn't have the willpower, whatever. Nobody was there to help them. So they stayed in their seats. So therefore, when you return, it's not as if we vacated the entire premises. There's still some people there from before. If everybody left, Gishen Yoitzim, when they leave, doing a bracha l'mafreya, then they have to make a nuch bracha wherever they're holding in the suda. They have to go and bench bracha chroina, bracha fashis, alamichi, whatever it is, you have to go make a bracha. Gishen Choyzim, when they come back, to the bracha l'chachil, and then have to make a brand new bracha from the very beginning. That's the end of the brisa. Now the Gemara is medayik. Midiktani, since it said in the brisa, okru ragleyen. The word means okru ragleyen. Akiris raglayen means that until now it was a kavius, where you were kind of set in stone for the next hour or two that you're going to be eating at this meal, as opposed to a nash, where you never established a psakvius mokan. You wouldn't say okru ragleyen if you just finished taking a drink, or if you just ate a bag of potato chips, because, you know, you only intended sitting there for a minute or two, and then running off somewhere else. Akuraglayim is a lashon that you had a kviyas, and now you're standing up from that kviyas, from a seuda, to move on. And the reason why you stood up, says Rishbam, is because the chosen kala came, and that's why you were oiker, you jumped up to run to them, and to say hello, and to wish mazel tov, and to sing, etc., etc. So getting back to our Gemara, Nochemul, is time on. Meniktani okuraglayim machlal, the bidvorim hatunim brach lachreim b'mkoyim b'naskinan. Sounds like that they were having a wedding feast, a sheva brochas feast, a meal, a dover kavua, where it's talking about dvorim hatunin brocha lachrein bimkoimon. The taima, what's the reason why they did not have to make a nuch brocha, brocha chreina, and why they didn't have to make a new brocha when they came back? The taima did yichusham zakin achoyla. Who? The kishen yoitzin, ain't tun brocha lamafreya, kishen choyzin, ain't tun brocha lach lechatchila. Avo, but what did the Braisa say? Avoloi heinichu sham zokin oichoyla. If nobody was left and everybody was leaving the meal to come back again, kishen yoitzin to unim brachal mafrei, they do have to make a bracha chreina before they run out. Ukishen choyzin, when they come back to unim brachal mafrei, they have to make a brand new bracha. It's a kasher of Chizda, because Rav Chizda gave a general rule that in all cases, if you're talking about dvorim hatunin brocha la'achrein bimkoiman, if you leave that mokim and go to another mokim, you do not have to make a brocha. You don't have to make a new brocha. And here it says you do have to make a new bracha. Now, the two cases are not exactly the same, because Rav Chizda's case is talking about when you went mi mokim l'mokim, from mokim A to mokim B. Here we're talking about that you came back to the same mokim. You left the room for a few minutes, you saw the chusin kala, you danced, siman tov malotov, and you came back again. So maybe that makes a difference. So Rishbam says, if anything, it's a kal v'chomer, or it's a kolshke. What means a kal v'chomer, kolshke? Madach, when a person goes back to the same room that he was 5-10 minutes ago, he goes back to the same seat. There were seating cards. He's at the same seat he had left over there, his jacket or whatever, or maybe he didn't leave anything, but he's going back to the same room, the same place where he was. If you got up and there were no zok and a choyl around, you gotta make a new bracha. Is al achas kamo v'kamo. If you're leaving your original mokim and you're going to a separate mokim, for sure you should have to make a brand new bracha, even though you're continuing the suda. Certainly you're continuing the suda. If you're going back to the same room, you can continue the same suda. So even if you say this lashon of kiva kamo hodr, he's going to this new place to go and make a new kriyas, why over here do we say in the Braisa, you got to make a new bracha when you come home, back to the room? That's the same room that was there 5 minutes ago, half an hour ago. Make a new bracha. Yet, Reb Chizda says, no, if it's continuing a suda, even it's a new mokim altogether, you don't have to make a new bracha. So you look right, Rishbam, Lias Rishbam on the bottom of the page, bottom of the Yomit, Kash of Reb Chizda, Lias two lines. Dila Reb Chizda, afil lechozulim koimon, ele gomru sudas and bimokim acher. You didn't even go back to your original place. You went somewhere else. Ain't tzorach levorach tchila. Hoyl v'adayin leiberach achrein. You didn't make a nuch bracha, so you don't have to make a new bracha. V'hocha muchach. And from this price, it's clear that filo chosim koyman arishin, they go back to their original place. Tzorach levorach tchila. You have to make a new bracha. It's chosh shver and avchiz. Everyone Ram Nachman Yitzchak. Man tana akirois. Who is the Tana of this Braisa? He called it Akiris because he said that they were all necro, they all got up from the meal. Okur Raglayim, he called it Akiris. Who is the Tana of that Braisa of the Akiris? That what? That requires you to go and make a new bracha when you return if there is no Zokin or Choyla. Mm-hmm. This is not the Rabbanan, the general consensus of all the rabbis. This is a Reb Yehuda. Who's Reb Yehuda Desanya? chaverim shayim mesubim va'okar ragleim leilach beis haknesses oil beis hamedrash. Same type of situation, but instead of they're getting up for the chosin kala, they got up because they wanted to daven mincha ma'ariv or something like that. Like, it's not uncommon that people go to chasanis these days, especially in the evening, and they get up between one meal and between one course and the other, and they took on daven mincha or ma'ariv, depending how late it is and depending what your minig is and whatever. Anyway, so v'akar aglein leilach lebeisik nes lebeisik medish kishen yoitzin ein te'unim bracha l'mafreya u'kishen choizin ein te'unim bracha l'chatchila. That when you go out, you do not have to go and make a bracha. After all, you're going to return. And when you return, you don't have to make a new bracha. Oh, you left behind the zokan achoyla. Somebody remained there in the suda place. If nobody was left, everybody's leaving en masse, nobody remains. So therefore, that brayso learned on the Amud Beis is smack exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. But
because the zaken achola here is talking about people.
Oh, you're right. Okay, but the point is, what's the reason why zaken achola makes a difference? Your zaken achola, your zaken achola. The point is that the meal is still continuing, even though I'm not there. But there's still some people there to take.
Continuous presence there.
A continuous presence there, and the waiters are probably serving them and giving them special attention because nobody else is around. So the meal is continuing, even though I left, and that's why when I get back, we're going to continue again. Anyway, the point is, says the Gemara, this price of the Amud Beis, the Mas of the Chusin Kala, is only Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the Chacham generally, and therefore it's not a Kashin of Chizah, because Rav Chizah doesn't hold like this view of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll stop with him, Mitch, and we'll continue tomorrow. Welcome back to our Guta Chaver, Reb Ed Morgenstern. Everybody in Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo, Ed is no longer with you in Yerushalayim. He's now back with us here in America. Right. He's mechazik us by his return. Okay.
All right. So was the bridge yesterday?
What is it?
No.
Still not yet.
Still not, yeah. We still don't know when it's going to be.
So we have to worry now.